my heart to fear, and grace my fears believed. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed.
Truly one of my all-time favorite hymns. I was singing along the first verse, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch. And I pointed, like me. And the sound guys thought, oh, he wants mic'd up. And I said, no. So praise God, they saw the no, for your sake, truly. The final reading of our text tonight. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'm running out of room here. I once heard a story about a very famous comedy club. And how they produced a lot of comedians. They had a screening technique that they would employ. The first round would be, or the first wave of the screening process, or the first step, however you want to look at it, it was to have an open mic night. So people from the neighborhood would come up and test their talents before a live crowd. And the management would sit in the back, and they'd go either like this or like that. And if you got a thumbs up, you got to come back for a prime spot on a Friday or Saturday night. And then, so this was step two of the process. And step two of the process, before a large crowd on a Friday or Saturday night, what they would do is they would implant in the crowd a heckler, just to see how the comic would hold up or hold his own against a heckler. And if they were able to get through the set without becoming unhinged or frustrated or walking off the stage, they got to become a regular. And I read that text tonight, and I'm sitting there thinking, heckler, heckler, there's a heckler in the room. There's a heckler in the synagogue. He's heckling Jesus. Somebody who's wanting to throw Jesus off his game. And I don't know if you picked up on the text, but the last time I read it, I put the emphasis on us, right? It's a technique used by spirits, evil spirits, or Satan, or however you want to look at it or call it, to invoke fear. To invoke fear. And so this spirit, this unclean spirit, is trying to bully Jesus. And Jesus doesn't take the bait. He just simply says, come out of him and be gone. And I find it so interesting, if you look through the Gospels, and any time Jesus comes up to someone who is possessed by an unclean spirit or a demon or whatever the case might be, Jesus is never the instigator. He is never the one to start the conversation. It is always the unclean spirit or the demon. Even from afar, they recognize Jesus for who he is. And thus begins the attack. And it starts verbally. And then it starts by throwing out the plurality of the demons. In the Synoptic Gospels, there's a story where Jesus gets out of the boat and he's by a cemetery and he's met by a man who had chains that were broken. And the man in that story, who has demons in him, uses the same tactic. They call out Jesus, and Jesus says, what is your name? And thus begins the intimidation. My name is Legion. Legion is a military term back then that would have meant up to 10,000. And so what that evil spirit is saying is, we're 10,000 strong. And Jesus simply says, come out. And early on, we see this. This is the first incident in the Gospel of Mark of Jesus being confronted by the evilness of this world. And I think sometimes in our lives, when we're walking the right path, the straight path, following Christ, we're going to have hecklers in our lives. I came in tonight and Henry showed me a bulletin from Sunday that he had found over in the back corner, and somebody had already crossed my name out of the bulletin because they had heard the announcement. And I think, in a way, that kind of brings me comfort because I believe that there are more people here that love and appreciate the work I've done than more people that oppose. And sometimes those who oppose are simply faced with the reality that they can't handle the truth. And the truth is, Jesus, in his strength, in his power, in his ability to help God create the heavens and earth, humbled himself even to the point of death. And he takes bread, blesses it, and gives thanks, and then breaks it and says, friends, this is my body, broken for you. Jesus didn't come to fight. And when he takes the cup, he again gives thanks and praise and blesses it and says, this is my blood poured out for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This is the new and everlasting covenant. My blood for you. Folks, we got to remember that whatever battle we face, and we are in a battle, the script has already been written for us. The victory has already been claimed. The battle has already been won. We can't give up. We've got to fight the good fight and remember that the victory is ours in and through Christ. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks and praise for the lengths that you would go to show us the depths of your love, how you would take on our form and love us to the point of being beaten, mocked, scourged, nailed to a cross. And even in that hour of pain, you said these words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Bless these elements of bread and fruit of the vine and those gathered here. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us as we receive these beautiful gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. Lisa, would you like to come up and serve? You had that yes look. Don't be a heckler. I did use this stuff. So we have a gluten-free station right here. The invitation has been set. There's one simple rule, and the simple rule is you don't have to be a member of a synagogue, a church, any place of worship to come forward and receive this gift of grace. All you have to do is come with a willing heart. So as you are ready, as you are able, as the Spirit leads you, come and receive.
Thank you. Let us pray.
God, in a world full of hecklers, we pray that we would be your image bearers, that we would not be hecklers to a world in need of your love, but that we would be vessels used by you. Through Christ, amen. Realizing the power that is found in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you're in the practice of using his name, but there is power. There's power in the blood, and there's power in his name. So for the hecklers of the world, I say, in the name of Jesus, be gone. For all the prayers that we call on the name of Jesus. May you have that hope and trust and power. Amen.